Russia says talks on U.S. peace plan for Ukraine proceeding constructively. By Breitbart London on December 21, 2025. AP, a Kremlin envoy said peace talks on a U.S. proposed plan to end the nearly four-year war in Ukraine were pressing on constructively in Florida, while the Ukrainian president said they were moving quickly. The talks are part of the Trump administration's months-long push for peace that also included meetings with Ukrainian and European officials in Berlin earlier this week. The discussions are proceeding constructively. They began earlier and will continue today. And will also continue tomorrow, Kirill Dmitriev told reporters in Miami on Saturday. Dmitriev met with U.S. President Donald Trump's envoy Steve Witkoff and Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner, Russian state news agency RIA Novosti reported. Zelensky wrote on Telegram Sunday that diplomatic efforts were moving forward quite quickly, and our team in Florida has been working with the American side. This came after Ukraine's chief negotiator said Friday his delegation had completed separate meetings in the United States with American and European partners. Trump has unleashed an extensive diplomatic push to end the war, but his efforts have run into sharply conflicting demands by Moscow and Kyiv. Russian President Vladimir Putin has recently signaled he is digging in on his maximalist demands on Ukraine, as Moscow's troops inch forward on the battlefield despite huge losses. On Friday, Putin expressed confidence that the Kremlin would achieve its military goals if Kyiv didn't agree to Russia's conditions in peace talks. The French presidency on Sunday welcomed Putin's willingness to speak with President Emmanuel Macron, saying it would decide how to proceed in the coming days. As soon as the prospect of a ceasefire and peace negotiations becomes clearer, it becomes useful again to speak with Putin, Macron's office said in a statement. It is welcome that the Kremlin publicly agrees to this approach. The statement came after reports that Putin was open to holding talks with the French president if there was mutual political will. Macron's office said any dialogue would aim to contribute to a solid and lasting peace for Ukraine and Europe, in full transparency with President Zelensky and our European partners. European Union leaders agreed on Friday to provide €90 billion, $106 billion, to Ukraine to meet its military and economic needs for the next 2 years, although they failed to bridge differences with Belgium that would have allowed them to use frozen Russian assets to raise the funds. Instead, they were borrowed from capital markets. In Ukraine, the country's human rights ombudsman, Dmytro Lubinets, accused Sunday Russian forces of forcibly removing about 50 Ukrainian civilians from the Ukrainian Sumy border region to Russian territory. Writing on Telegram, he said that Russian forces illegally detained the residents in the village of Khorobovsk on Thursday, before moving them to Russia on Saturday. Lubinets said he contacted Russia's Human Rights Commissioner, requesting information on the civilians' whereabouts and conditions, and demanding their immediate return to Ukraine. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.